Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, we've been talking, concerning his covenants. And that's the reason Professor Stevens and I did over 100 broadcasts to get this book. And then we edited and edited and looked up scriptures and scriptures. I strongly suggest that you get the Classic Amplified. You can get it from us or anywhere where you get it, because we now publish it. But in the Classic Amplified, all of the reference scriptures are there pointing you back on both sides of it. That's what makes it so precious. So now, let's go to the book of Hebrews, the hall of fame of faith. Are you there? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, now, hope, there's faith, hope, and love. Mm-hmm. Hope is the blueprint for faith. But hope is always in the future. Well, I certainly hope so. No, that's not Bible hope. That's wishing. Yeah. Hope. Yes, I definitely will. How do you know? I have the book and grounds for it. I have grounds for it. And since I have ground for it, I'm believing it'll fulfill my hope. Okay. Now, John chapter 20. Now, back over here, verse 17, touch me not. I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to the brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Now, we talked about this. That's what the book of Hebrews is about. Mm-hmm. And the Apostle Paul received it while he was in Arabia. Just go to the book, first chapter of the book of Galatians, and read it. It doesn't say he was there 3 years. It just doesn't say that. He was there an undetermined amount of time, and he said, in the body, out of the body, I could not tell. He was caught up into the heavens. And he said, and I heard words that's unlawful for me to utter. And my God and your God. But Thomas, one of the 12, did him as he had a twin brother. He was a twin. But it doesn't say anything about, well, you know, that he was, well, I suppose he's following his twin brother, but he wasn't one of the apostles. Was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. He said unto them, except, now here it is, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Well, he's honest about it. And after 8 days, again, the disciples were in. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. That spiritual body didn't need to open the door. There's no blood in it. He just walked through. That obstruction was nothing to him. With our glorified bodies, you'll be the same way. The man that checked me out in the Lear 35, Dale Black, was killed in a crash. And he said, this is back when they flew checks around. He said, I reached up to get one of those checks, and he thought, I must be dead. Didn't bother him any. He's born again. And he said, sometimes I didn't have, they said, this one's still alive. He said, sometimes I was out behind the ambulance, sometimes I was in it. He said, I didn't care. He said, I just float around. He said, I must be dead. And then he went on to heaven, and he visited that, visited some folks. But the Lord said, no, I'm not done with you. You go back. And then he's in a lot of pain. And I won't go into all that. I just wanted to tell you that so you know where we're coming from here. Now, because out of his body, well, a spiritual body is the same way. Thomas, reach here your finger. Behold my hands. Reach here your hand and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless. He could have believed what they said. He spent the last 3.5 years with them. He saw all of those miracles. He heard the master preach. Yes. No, I said, I'm not going to believe it when I see it. Be not faithless. Here's the point, class. You cannot, I cannot, no one else can receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. I've had this happen. I was in Beaumont, Dad Sutton, praying for people with the flu. Just read the scriptures to them. All of them but one said, I know the Bible says that, but he thought I was too young. I know the Bible says that, and I'm not going to believe something I can't feel or see. He was in there 2 weeks, and he almost died of the flu. All the rest of them got up, just sweaty, clamoring, and just in a little bit. 2019, COVID, huh? Ministers' conference. I was sitting right in the front. I began to chill a little bit. And I said, you can't put that on me. You know, devil, you can't. I'm redeemed from the curse of flu, and you can't put that on. 15 minutes later, and it's gone. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on this book, and I'm bragging on a great God, because our whole team, except with the exception of me, I tested negative for COVID 5 times. But I know vitamin C will kill it. You don't need some kind of a shot or something. I learned that a long time ago. I won't go into all that. But I'm going to go into it in healing school more than I have been. You cannot receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith. But he wasn't faithless anymore. So don't call him Doubting Thomas. Don't call him that. And history says he was martyred just like all the rest of them. Of course they were. Of course they were. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get anything out of all this?
Yes.
Now, calling things that be not as though they were is the key to life. 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 18. You know, well, let's turn over there right quick. We have time to do that. 2 Corinthians 4. We, say we.
We.
Having the same spirit of faith, the spirit of faith, according as it is written. And do you see how many times, according as it is written? I was in Shreveport, and I had what now I believe was a blood clot right here. I'm telling you, it's the most painful thing. It hurt me so bad. And I was doing the best I could. And I'd walk out on the platform, and the anointing come on me, it wouldn't hurt so bad. It's all I could do to keep from screaming and crying. It hurt so bad. And I just fell over across the bed. I was there 3 weeks. I said, Lord, I missed it. He said, Kenneth, now listen to how he said to me. The memory of a potato never nourished anybody. He said, you can remember what it looks like. You can remember how you really like it, but you have to put it in the system. He said, you were quoting all your scriptures without going to the book. I still have a tendency to do that. So to keep him doing that every morning, you know those little legal pads about this big? I just wrote it out there, my scriptures, and the Ten Commandments plus the commandment of love. And Jesus went in. Every morning, I read it this morning, I'm standing there. Jesus went into Peter's house, saw his mother's secret feet. Every day, read it.
Yes.
Put your eyes on it, even if you had to write it down. You can read your own writing. And you'll believe you before you'll believe anybody else. And so, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing any trespasses unto them. But now get this. We, having the same spirit of faith, the 13th, as it is written, we have believed, therefore we speak. Knowing that while we raised up the Lord Jesus, he raised us up also by Jesus, shall be present with you, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace of many rebound to the glory of God. Now listen, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. We used to be outside in people. I was.
Yeah.
Everything I needed was out there and I didn't know how to get it. So I worked hard. And I was looking for a better flying job and, you know, better. I just looking for something better here. And Gloria Jean and I got married. Whoa, that's better. Glory to God. And it came in there on the 2nd of November, as you've heard me tell. And I invited Jesus into my heart. But I didn't know I was a new creature. I didn't know any of this. I didn't know it is written. I didn't know where that was. Now, 5th chapter. Therefore, 6, we are always confident knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, look back to 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary or subject to change, but the things which are eternal or not seen are eternal. Whew. Glory to God. So now, we are confident, I say, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's Philippians 1:23. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of it. How? By faith. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm about to shout. I'd like to jump run around this table. Oh, Lord. Everything may be seen in his body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. We commend ourselves again to you, but give you occasion to glory. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight. Say this, I'm not moved.
I'm not moved
by what I see.
By what I see.
I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe.
I'm moved only by what I believe.
Now I believe the word of the living God. Whether I feel it or not. As the blood covenant. I don't question it. I got a lot more to learn. Oh, I'm like Brother Hagin. The more I learn, the more I find out how little I know. I know a lot more than I did 58 years ago, but I'm like Brother Hagin. Brother Roberts told me, he said, Kenneth, you're looking at the hungriest man on this planet. Well, he's in heaven. Now I'm the hungriest man. Thanks. This is the key right here. It's all right here in this 5th chapter. We therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we made manifest unto God, I trust you also made manifest. Now, let's go over here. Verse 13. Whether we be beside ourselves, and people have said, that man, he's beside himself. Peter said, well, you know, some of his writings are kind of hard to understand. Well, Peter wasn't an educated man. He's a fisherman. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all are dead. Do you get that? Yeah. If one died for all, then all that follow him are dead. Mm-hmm. What? To sin. Mm-hmm. We read that earlier. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh. Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, the anointed one, he is a new creature. One translation says, a new species of being that never existed before. That is the most fabulous, most outstanding miracle. How just instantly your spirit, Peter called it the hidden man of the heart.
Yes, he did.
The hidden man of the heart. Well, it just like that. You're just new. Gloria and I, neither one understood it, but we sure did like it.
Amen.
And that was November, and then January, both of us baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Bill William Standish Reed was a born-again Episcopal medical doctor. And he was having a meeting over there in East Texas, and Gloria and I went. And old-time Pentecost. All the men praying over me, hang on, brother, let go. When I turned around, they gave the invitation. I turned around to my mother, and I said, something we ought to have. She said, you ought to have that. I just grabbed Gloria by the hand. I didn't know what we were getting into. I didn't care. We ought to have it. Anyway, he just touched me on the head, and I just started praying in tongues. And I didn't know what that was all about. Well, I had to be at work Monday morning, so Gloria stayed. I was flying a little, praying back a little, and got what am I going to do? I got to talk to these people. I said, Lord, I'm going to say some of those words again. And he, this good anointed, I must have heard anoint there, because I didn't know what the word anoint meant. And I'm going to have to speak with these people in a minute here. Another. You're going to have to do something with their ears. And I said, Little Rock Approach. I said, well, that worked. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. For he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, Mark 11. And I do this. I just quote it all the time. I was quoting it again this morning, and then I looked at them in the scriptures. And tomorrow, when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, haply he might find anything thereon. Now, the classic Amplified will tell you. When the fig tree puts out its leaves, the figs are there at the same time. This says the fig season was not yet. But you don't know whether it was 2 days away or a week away. That's not our business. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. Turn back and walk away. 9 words. And in the morning they passed by, and Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which cursed is withered away. It dried up from the roots, and faith will dry the problem up in your life from the roots. If not, you're just beating around on those fig leaves. He could have beat the leaves off that tree from now on, and it wouldn't have done anything. But he cursed it, and it dried up from the roots. And faith will go to the root of the problem. Peter called it, he said, have faith in God. The crossroads, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to the pain in his body, whosoever shall say to the bad finances, whosoever shall say to family problems, whosoever shall say whatever it is, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Well, you have to deal with that. I believe this, or I was quoting Brother Cup. Don't you be quoting me on this. You read this, and you read this, and you read this, and you read this until you just school yourself into it. It just gets down in you, and you just can hardly wait to say it. Let me say this thing. Let me say this thing. But believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, he put it into motion immediately. Therefore, I say, he believes what he says. There, it took me a long time to see that. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Believe it right then. Right then. When you say it, believe it, and you'll have it. And you stay with that confession until it comes to pass. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. It won't work. And you just repent. And I thought of things that happened way back when I was young. I said, Lord, I know that's over, but I want to repent. I just thought of that. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, God, please forgive me. My mother dedicated me the day I was born. And I remember things when I was a little snotty kid and sassing around against my mother. And I said, oh, God. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment. Give the Lord a praise offering.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach. They equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose.
My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And our foundation scriptures are found in Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We want to thank you, partners, for your faithfulness to sow your financial seeds into this ministry. As our partners may know, the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus, by taking them from the milk of the word to the meat, from religion to reality. And when we partner together, we're doing God's work together. And you are part of building the body of Christ by maturing believers around the world to know how to use their faith. You also are there helping to feed, equip, and give support to people of all ages around the world. And you share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. Your giving impacts lives of people around the world because you helped send the word of God to them and faith gave. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So let me pray over your offering today and agree with you for a great harvest from the seeds you've sown. Father, it is written that any good thing which any person does, the same shall be done unto them by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we hold up our offering before you this day, thanking you for seed to sow. Thank you for increasing the fruit of our righteousness and causing your grace to abound toward us, that we may abound to every good work with all sufficiency in all things, lacking nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I am so glad you were with us this week. And partners, remember, we pray for you every day, and you're one in a million. We're going for a million right here in the United States. Next week, my son and daughter, John and Kelly, will be joining me on the broadcast, so you don't want to miss that now. You understand me? You don't want to miss it. We'll see you then. Hey, get out and go to church this year. Either start a revival or a riot. So, I don't know where that came from. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you and all of our class here that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yay!
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Go online to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.